We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning, and we're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the last few verses of the book of Hebrews in chapter 13. I was reading through this passage this week, and I was reminded of a thought that's brought out by the Apostle Paul, who I think wrote this particular book of the Bible through pen of inspiration. But in verse 20, which begins the last paragraph, he says, "Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will." Now, there's so much packed into that prayer at the end of his writings here, but it's a reminder that we have a great shepherd. It doesn't put that word great in front of the sheep, does it? It says the great shepherd of the sheep. And if you ever get yourself lifted up with pride and arrogance, just remember your sheep. I'm sheep. That's what the Bible says. But we have a great shepherd. Amen? That makes all the difference in the world. We may not be much, but we have a shepherd who is great. And that needs to be a constant reminder in our hearts and lives. I was reading last night, I'm finishing up a book that I started some time ago, and it was sharing the testimony of a man who had come to faith in Jesus Christ and then came to some notoriety within evangelical circles and so forth like that. And he constantly said that he was reminded that no matter where God would take him in this world or do whatever God wanted him to do, that he was still just a sheep. I'm just a sheep. But I have a wonderful shepherd. And we need to focus our hearts and minds not inward, but on our Lord. We're to lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Well, who's up on the hills? Well, it's the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. And so I want to encourage you today that even though we may not be much, you may say, "Lord, I just don't have very many talents," or "Lord, I don't have the power to do this," or "Lord, I don't have this or that." You have everything you need because you have a great shepherd. And we can call upon Him day or night. Isn't that wonderful? No matter what hour of the day it is, you can call upon your great shepherd. He's there. And He hears and answers our requests. And so I want to encourage you in this new week that we trust the great shepherd and that we rely upon Him. We may not be much as sheep, but we have a great shepherd.